Reformed Church.
Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you for your gift, Lord. Let's give thanks to the Lord. How about let's do that? Let's thank the Lord. I'm going to thank the Lord. You can thank the Lord where you are to yourself. Let's thank Jesus for who he is. Thank you so much, Lord, for the cross, Jesus. Thank you for your sufferings, Lord. And thank you so much for paying the price you did for us. Thank you so much, Father, for sending Jesus to pay the price that he did, that it's paid in full, that we don't owe anything. I thank you, Father, we don't have to pay anything to receive good from you. I thank you that it has been paid for by Jesus, entirely paid for everything we could ever want or need. I thank you that it's paid for by you, Jesus. So, Father, we take the time to thank you for sending Jesus. We thank you for the cooperation, Jesus, of you and the Father coming to save us and to spare us and to provide every good thing to us. We thank you so much, Jesus, for in this very room right now, that it's full of your glory right now, because we are here right now and we are full of your glory. So we thank you so much, Father, for sending Jesus. And Jesus, thank you for paying the price. Thank you, Father, for being in the position of judge. And thank you, Jesus, for being in the position of sacrifice and for the cooperation to save us, Lord. That it was your will, Father, it was your will, Jesus, to be sent by the Father to save us from everything. So we thank you for the price that's been paid, and we thank you for the glory that's followed, Lord. We thank you so much for the glory that we have right now, in this room right now where we sit. We thank you for the glory that we have because of the price that you have paid for us, Jesus, and it is finished. Thank you so much, Father, for a place where we can come tonight to be able to meditate and to hear the truth about what Jesus has already finished. There's so much talk about what Jesus is going to do in our lives, and there's not enough talk about what Jesus has already done for our lives. Thank you so much, Lord, that Jesus has already finished everything. And I thank you so much, Father, that we come tonight to gather together to hear about a work that's finished. Thank you, Lord, to revel in a work that's already finished, to remember something that's already been done. Thank you so much, Jesus, for all of our references, Lord, can be past tense as far as what's been done, because you did everything for us a long time ago. So we thank you so much, Jesus, for that tonight. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory. Just so you know, when you thank God, you don't thank God for his benefit. We're thanking God for our benefit right now. We are speaking to him, but we thank the Lord for our benefit. This is why when Jehoshaphat led his army, King Jehoshaphat, when he led his army out and they just praised God, they defeated an army just by praising God, because they were able to see a manifestation of the Spirit of God just by thanking him and praising him. This is why Paul and Silas were freed from prison just after thanking the Lord and praising him for what he's done, because it does something to our mind. It encourages our mind. It reminds us. When we bless the Lord, the Bible says, and I believe it's Psalms 103, bless the Lord, forget not all his benefits. That is the purpose of blessing God. So this time right now, this is not to give God compliments. We're thanking God, and this stirs things up in our mind when we thank God. Thank you so much, Jesus. When you thank God, you're reminding yourself that you have everything to be thankful for, and God wants you to remember that you have everything to be thankful for. That's why we thank him. We thank God for even the thanksgiving that God speaks about in Scripture, that he wants us to give thanksgiving to him, is for our benefit. He is seeking your benefit by asking you to thank him. Because when you thank him, you remember how fortunate you are. You remember your benefits. You encourage yourself in the Lord, remembering his benefits. And that's why we're thanking the Lord tonight. That's why we're giving praise to him. Because it's for our mind. It's for our benefit. Thank you so much, Jesus, for that. Thank you so much, Lord. We give you thanks, Lord, for the things that you've done. Thank you so much, Jesus, for the victory that's already been won. For us as individuals, for this church and everything you have planned for this church as a whole, and us as individuals, I thank you for the victory that you've already won. That you've cleared out our enemies before us, Lord, before we ever were even born. That you cleared out our enemies, Lord, and defeated our enemies, Lord. That you achieved victory, Lord, of course, over the devil and his angels, of course, over the power that they had over us. but over the world. You said that you have overcome the world that we live in, Lord. You have achieved a victory over the world and all of its problems, Lord. This world that we live in, you came to achieve a victory in this world, and that's why we can take heart tonight, Lord. We thank you for, Father, collectively right now, we thank you, Lord, for being our victor, for making us more than conquerors. And how, why are we more than conquerors when you're the one that fought? Because you fought our fight. The world was not yours to defeat, Lord. It was ours. It wasn't yours to oppose. It was ours. It wasn't yours to face. This world was ours to face. And Jesus, you came and you achieved a victory over the world that we were being forced to face. The evil in this world. And I thank you that now all the problems in this world, that you have achieved a victory on our behalf. And because it was our fight that you won, it makes us more than conquerors through him, through Jesus who loved us. Thank you so much, Jesus, for the victory. Having already cleared out our enemies, having already cleared out our problems and defeated them before we even met them. So I thank you so much, Father, that whatever we go through, whatever we've gone through, all of those things are already defeated through the name of Jesus. Through the cross of Jesus Christ, that our problems are already defeated and cleared out from before us. We have a clear way ahead of us now without any enemies to defeat. Your future, you have no enemies to defeat in your future because Jesus has come as a savior for you, as a fighter for you. And at the cross when he died, it didn't look like a typical victory. That's why so many people misjudged what was going on when Jesus was crucified. But Jesus was actually winning for you when he died because he was absorbing all the world's problems in himself, culminated in his death. He was absorbing all of that on your behalf. He carried all of your problems on himself at the cross to be able to clear your way ahead of you for your future so that you would be assured that there is not an enemy that you will ever meet in your future that is not already defeated. Thank you so much, Jesus, for having cleared our path and made us more than conquerors through you, Lord, because you loved us. It was the love of God was his motivation. He didn't have to do any of this for us. We're not in this room tonight talking about these things because God had to do it. We're here talking about these things tonight because somebody loved us, because somebody loved you. That's why we're here praying tonight. That's why we're here giving God thanks right now, because somebody loved us. It was absolutely voluntary. Absolutely according to the good pleasure of his will, the Bible says. The Bible says it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And all of the price that Jesus paid to get us the kingdom of heaven to live on the inside of us, it was his good pleasure to do so. It pleased the Father to smite him, not because he wanted to see Jesus suffering, but because he wanted to redeem us. We thank you so much, Jesus. We thank you so much, Father, that all of this was voluntary. So we give you thanks for that tonight, Lord. Thank you for clearing our way of all of our enemies. Thank you, Lord, for the confidence that gives us to know that everything has been won. But further confidence to know, Lord, that it changes our position now. Not only do we have the assurance, Lord, and the rest to know that our enemies have been defeated, but also, Lord, to know that we have been put in the position of conqueror, of more than conqueror. We are a winner already because everything has been won on our behalf. I thank you, Lord. All we had to do to enter into this was to believe what you've done. Anyone that believes, the Bible says that this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. That means the only thing you had to do to overcome the world was even your faith. Jesus did all the fighting. He did all the winning. And all you had to do to overcome the world was believe and therefore receive what Jesus had already done. So thank you that we're winners tonight, Lord. In regards to everything in this world, it's not just that we're, hear me for a second here too, it's not that you're just a winner with God, that you can be losing and failing at life, but you're a winner with God. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you're a winner in regards to your life. At your job, you're a winner because there's nothing you could face at your job that Jesus hasn't already defeated for you. In your family, you're already a winner. You're not a failure, you're a winner. Because Jesus already fought everything that you could ever face in regards to your family or any improvement that you would ever want to make in regards to your family. Jesus has already made for you. So you're a winner regarding your family. Thank you, Jesus. We're winners regarding our jobs. We are winners, Lord, at life, because it's this life you came to fight for us, Jesus, and it's this life that you achieved a victory over for us, Jesus. We are winners in regards to those things, Lord. Even in those places where we think we're failing, we're actually winners. How can you be a failure if someone already came and fought on your behalf in that area and won for you? You can't be a failure regarding that. You have to be now a more than conqueror. You could never be a failure because there's nothing to achieve anymore. How can you fail at something when there's no standard to achieve anymore? Everything's been won on your behalf. Our fight has been won. So therefore, we are winners now with Jesus. The only thing you had to do to receive this title is to believe in Jesus Christ. And thank you so much, Lord, for this gift that now we have on the inside of us. Thank you, Lord, the victory over all the world, the solution to every problem. Thank you, Lord. Any improvement that ever needed to be made in our life is here with us. We've been improved now. Now we're just manifesting it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that we are not failures in life. I thank you, Lord, that we are winners because, Jesus, you made us that way. Lord, without you, there's no end to the list of names we could apply to ourselves without you. But, Lord, we endeavor to never think of ourselves outside of you because we will never be outside of you, Lord. We are always with you. We are never without your finished work. So rather than go on about all the things that we would be without you, Jesus, why don't we get used to who we are now with you? Why don't we start naming the things that we are with you, seeing as we're with you? Apart from Jesus, we can do nothing. But we're not apart from Jesus. We're never apart from Jesus. We're never apart from his finished work. Thank you so much, Father, for the victory you won on our behalf. Thank you so much, Father, for making us winners. And thank you, Lord, for redeeming us from failure. I thank you, Lord, that Jesus succeeded and prospered in the thing to which you sent him to do. And everything, Father, that you sent Jesus to do was our work. It was our work. It was our world to face. And I thank you so much that you sent your word and he prospered in the thing in which you sent him before he returned to you. Thank you so much, Jesus. Thank you so much, Jesus. We give you thanks and we give you praise, Lord, for the defeat of all our enemies. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much, Jesus. Every spiritual thing, every physical thing, thank you, Lord. We have redemption from all these things through your blood, through the forgiveness of sins. I thank you that we have redemption from this world through the forgiveness of sins. We have redemption from the power of the devil, the power of the enemy. We thank you we have redemption from all these things, Lord, tonight because of what you did 2,000 years ago. We celebrate those things, therefore, Lord. It's good to celebrate Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord. It is good to celebrate you. Thank you so much, Jesus. Simbrosto labrakus de la grishtia labrot nazampat lavat niazi crostabalavramputashtia. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I prosta labrakus de ligrat na lavramus ya lavrakus de labranta. Thank you, Lord. How fortunate we are, Lord. Happy are those whose God is the Lord. Thank you so much, Lord. Happy are those whose God is the Lord. Thank you. Happy are those whose God is the Lord. Happy are we because our God is the Lord. How fortunate we are, Lord, to be found with you tonight. How fortunate we are, Lord. Happy are those whose God is the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for forgiveness of sins, Lord. I thank you that you forgave us before we even did the sin, Lord. You forgave us, Lord. We're forgiven already, Lord. Thank you so much, Jesus. We don't have to continually ask you for forgiveness. We ask you for forgiveness one time when we first receive the finished work. I thank you, Lord, that everybody that has received Jesus is already forgiven tonight. Of things that we don't even realize that we do, Lord, we're already forgiven. You have blotted out the record in heaven of every wrong we've ever done. I thank you, Father, we are forgiven. You don't even allow any angels to speak about our wrongdoing in heaven because we have been forgiven, Lord. It has been paid for already, and therefore we can be forgiven. So thank you so much, Jesus, that nothing we do hinders our receiving. Nothing we do, Lord, changes our relationship with you. so important to know that you have the best possible relationship you could have with the Father. You can grow in your knowledge of the Lord, and sometimes when we talk about having a better relationship with God, that's really not the best word to be using, because you can grow in your knowledge of the Lord, but your relationship with the Father is as good as it can possibly get, because you've been reconciled to the Father through Jesus. Jesus is the one that gives you a good relationship with God. So no matter what you do, and even as you're growing, and even as you have room left to grow in your heart, in the knowledge of the gospel, you have a great relationship with God. Your relationship with God is not getting better. You have been reconciled. Your knowledge of that relationship is getting better in your physical mind, but you are reconciled. And I thank you so much, Father, that when we do something wrong, I thank you, Lord, that that does not affect our relationship with you, because Jesus paid for it already. We are forgiven already. Lord, tomorrow if we wake up and we're going about our day and we do something wrong, I thank you that you already forgave us of that. You keep on teaching us, Lord. You keep on speaking to us. You keep on manifesting your blessings in our life, Lord, without any hindrance whatsoever. You just keep right on going. Our sins and our lawless deeds, Lord, you bring to your remembrance no more. Thank you so much for that, Lord, that our sins and our lawless deeds, you bring to your remembrance no more, and you have wiped out that remembrance in heaven. Thank you so much, Lord. What a gift that is, Lord, to know that we are already forgiven people. And I thank you so much, Father. This may be for someone tonight. I thank you so much, Father, we can forgive other people. The more we realize, Lord, how forgiven we are, I thank you that that makes us compassionate on other people, to be able to forgive others. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There can be things with trust, and there can be things about earning trust and all of that, but we can forgive other people. We don't have to hold grudges against other people when they do something wrong to us, because we know we've been forgiven of everything by the Father. So we thank you so much, Father, that we can also forgive one another. You can forgive your coworker. You can forgive people in your family because God has forgiven you. God is not holding a grudge against you. And for believers, again, he has wiped out the remembrance of your sin, and we can therefore forgive other people because of that. Thank you so much, Lord. What a beautiful person you are, Father. What a beautiful person you are. And that you didn't have to do any of this. And I thank you that you just came and you forgave all of our sin. Father, you cleansed us and made us righteous and put all good qualities on the inside of us, the qualities that we can never live up to, the qualities that we can never develop ourselves. You made us the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Thank you for making us righteous as a gift. And I thank you that we have that always, Lord. Thank you tonight, Lord, for making us forgiven and cleansed and righteous. Thank you, Lord, and that will never be shaken, Lord, no matter what we do. Thank you so much, Jesus, for that. That is never shaken or changed. Amen. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you so much for our victory, Lord. Thank you that we're winners. Thank you so much, Jesus, for everything being finished. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the confidence, Lord, that we can go forward with this confidence. Thank you for the confidence that gives us, Lord. Lord, we're thanking you and we're becoming more confident. We're thanking you and we are manifesting your spirit, therefore. We're thanking you, Lord, and we are benefiting. Thank you, Jesus. We are benefiting from it. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word being on the inside of us. The word of God. Maybe not people here, but to some people this might offend them, but the Word of God is something that the Lord puts on the inside of us. We have the Word of God. The Bible is just people taking from the Word of God inside of them and writing it down. The Word of God, though, is something that He's put on the inside of us. The only reason why we even call the Bible the Word of God is because someone took of the revelation on the inside of them by the Spirit. And that came up and they wrote that down. They wrote that message down. But I thank you, Father, that your word is inside of us. Your revelation and your knowledge is inside of us. We have your word in us right now. We carry that wherever we go. Thank you, Father. Father, thank you for the way that affects our minds, that your word can affect our minds, that we can hear the right thing at the right time. Father, I pray that you speak to each individual person, Lord, tonight and going forward, the thing that they need to hear, Lord. Because there's that thing that hits the spot. It hits that nerve. It hits the very thing, Lord, that they needed. That you know what that is, and you speak that to them, Lord, to affect the right change that they need to see in their life at the right time. Thank you for that ability that we have as believers. We have your word on the, and we need to continue in that word. You need to continue in that word. But you have the word of God on the inside of you. So I thank you, Father, for that. And I thank you also for the way that your word inside of us affects other people, Father. Raise up people in this church, Lord, more and more, that mature in their knowledge, Lord, to effectually teach that to other people as well. Thank you, Lord. Raise up more and more people in this church, Lord, that aren't getting to know you for a position, that aren't getting to know you, Lord, because they want a certain classification or a degree or something like that, but they're getting to know you for themselves. They're getting to know you because you have commanded each and every person in this world to get to know your Son, Jesus, so that we can receive. And Father, raise up people more and more that want to just mature in your knowledge for themselves, and in that maturity, preparing them to minister to others as well. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you for the possibilities in our life, Lord, that it opens up to have your Spirit on the inside of us. Things, Lord, the Bible says that our human heart could not even on its own imagine. The possibilities in our life, Lord. Father, I pray that we never get used to the way that humans do things. The more, Lord, we get used to the way humans do things, the more we put our lives in the box of a human being. If no one's seen this before, then I can't see it either. If people typically go through it this way, that's the way I go through it. We are not human beings anymore. The Bible says that we shouldn't even walk as men. The word man in the Bible is the word for human. That we should no longer walk as men. If we were men, if we were human, the Bible wouldn't advocate we not walk like them. Thank you so much, Jesus. Father, I pray that more and more, that's what renewing our mind is. But Father, renew our mind so we don't get used to the way that humans do things and the way that they experience things, because we are not human beings, Lord. We don't walk anymore according to our human flesh, but we walk according to the Spirit. We may have a human flesh on the outside, but we don't walk according to it. I thank you, Lord, that now we are able to walk by the Spirit, and human beings aren't able to do that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Human beings don't walk by the Spirit. Therefore, we cannot be classified that way. Thank you, Jesus, that we would renew our minds to be able to see the possibilities, what is possible in our life, truly. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord, that we'd be able to see the things that you can manifest in our lives and the way that, and that we would get used to those things. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord, that we'd be able to get used to who we are in our country and how things work in our country, and not anymore get used to how humans do things in this country. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We are no longer men. We are no longer humans. But we are Spirit-filled individuals, Lord. We're people that are heavenly. The Bible actually calls us glories, is actually the term. In the book of Jude, I believe also in, I believe it's the book of 2 Peter. But Peter says it, Jude says it, that even angels are afraid to speak evil of glories, and that's referring to us. Thank you so much, Lord, for the glory that you've put on the inside of us. Thank you so much for the anointing that's going on right now, Lord. Anointing is just referring to, in this case, a manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the anointing that's going on right now, Lord. Broom. Thank you, Jesus. Broom. Thank you, Jesus. Broom. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We have things to broom, Jesus. We have things to broom, Jesus. In this world, we have doctrine to broom, Jesus. We have doctrine in this world to clean up, Lord. Thank you for cleaning out people's heads, cleaning out their doctrine. Thank you, Lord, for that cleaning up that's happening. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Jesus, for the broom that you make us in this world to clean up people's doctrine, to clean up people's heads. Because everything's done, Lord. Everything is done. Everything is done, and everything is defeated. It is defeated already. We need our heads cleaned out to see it. We just need our heads cleaned out to see it. How excellent it is, Lord, to be here tonight with you. Thank you so much, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the covenant you've made with us, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the broomstick you've made us, Lord, to clean out people's doctrine. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I rebuke cancer in Jesus' name. No more in Jesus' name. No more in Jesus' name. I rebuke cancer right now in the name of Jesus. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bodies being rid of cancer in Jesus' name. Bodies being rid of cancer in Jesus' name. You know why we can say that? Because it's defeated. Thank you, Jesus, for defeating that already. So we have the authority to tell cancer what to do now, because it's not a foe anymore. Now it's just a servant now. Thank you so much, Lord. It's been reduced to a servant of ours now. We have authority over everything in this world now. Everything's a servant, no longer a foe. Thank you so much, Jesus. Cancer, you're gone right now in Jesus' name. There's no more cancer. There's no more cancer. The body is cleansed of it. Cleansed of cancer in the name of Jesus. It's gone. Thank you so much, Father. We have that ability, Jesus. Everything's our servant now. Everything's our servant now. No more, Lord. We're already winners. We're already winners. You're not a winner when you see it. You're already a winner. Just because you see something doesn't mean it's a foe. It's a servant of yours now. Thank you so much, Lord. Everything is your servant. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you. We love you. You're not asking for anything in return for any of this stuff. We love you, Lord, and we believe it. That's all you want. You just want people to believe it. You're looking for someone to believe it. The Bible says that your eyes go to and fro throughout the earth, and they're looking for someone to be of a perfect heart. That just means someone that'll believe you. Your eyes are looking for someone to believe you. Your eyes are looking for, you're seeking such people to worship you that way by just believing the truth. You're looking for, and the fact that the Lord is looking means that not everybody does it. Most people don't. But who would want to refuse this, Lord? You'd have to be blind to refuse it. And that is the case, Lord. People are blind. That's the only reason why they refuse such good news. But we thank you, Father, that you're able to change that through the speaking of your gospel. Thank you, Lord, so that blind minds are open to see how good it is with Jesus and everything you've done. Thank you so much, Lord. We love you, Lord. It is finished. It is finished, Lord. And forever we'll be thanking you for it is finished. Forever we'll be thanking you for it is finished. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord. We get our eyes off our circumstance, and we get our eyes on Jesus so that we can think clearly. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much, Jesus. Thank you so much, Jesus. We've got all eternity, Lord. We've got all eternity to be thanking you for this. Thank you, Jesus. We've got all eternity to be thanking you for it. We're in no shortage of time. We've got all eternity to be thanking you for it. As brothers and sisters in Christ, we've got all eternity to be thanking you for this, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right. Yeah, I think we're good there. All right. You know, so That's all very good. If you guys did need prayer for anything, of course, I'll stay back. I want to just give you a couple verses just to show you here. One is that Psalms 103 verse, which I believe they put up behind me anyway. But I'll just give you that verse anyhow. Let's see. Psalms 103. I'll just read this from verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Right? It's talking about in your mind, just blessing God is like just speaking well of Him. And all that is within me, bless His holy name, which is like what we were just doing. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. You see that? That's actually, I taught a series on prayer. I'd encourage you, if you want more on this, just to listen to that series on prayer. It's actually quite a short series, and each of the teachings are probably somewhere around 20 minutes, so they're not even full-length teachings. But I taught a series on prayer that goes over more verses for this, but that is actually the purpose of blessing the Lord. When he says, bless the Lord, all my soul, and he's talking about the results of blessing the Lord. When we bless God, we're forgetting none of his benefits. And sometimes your head can be in a fog, or your head is not where it needs to be, or whatever, and thanking God is a great thing to be doing all the time. Just thank God for who he is, and you know what? The awesome thing is, don't think it's like not working, right? When you don't feel better immediately, or your head is not immediately cleared out or something. Because you have to understand, the Bible says, if you in John 8, it says, if you continue in my word, then you're truly my disciples. But he says, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Basically, what that means is that you need to continue in his word before you really know the truth. And what you can sort of take from that is that even when it comes to clearing out your head in regards to, I don't know, just a section of wrong thinking that you've got going on, or your emotions, you can tell from your emotions that you're not thinking right, whatever it is, don't think that you marinating in the Word of God and meditating on the Word of God and as we've been saying, thanking God, that that's not working when you don't feel like better all of a sudden, or if your head is not cleared out all at once, because you don't just know the truth. You have to continue in His Word before you know the truth. That means that it's a process. That means that it may take time before you see the results of it. But you know what? I've seen it in my own heart. I've seen it in other people's mind. The drastic change that it makes to just keep meditating on those things and keep thanking God for what he's done. You start thanking God and it, you know, you still feel the same. Honestly, it's a process. That's a normal thing for something to feel the same at first, because again, it is a process of continuance in his word before knowing the truth. So continue to thank God and bless the Lord for what he's done. Again, man, I've never heard that thanking God is, at least outside of this church, that thanking God is for our benefit. But it really is a great thing. In Romans chapter, the end of chapter 1, I believe it is, maybe even into chapter 2, it talks about those that did not thank God, and it says that their foolish heart was darkened. Their foolish heart was darkened simply because, and it says, and they did not retain God in their knowledge, and all that simply because they did not thank God for what they knew of God. They didn't thank him. You see, even the lack of thanksgiving in people, even if someone knows something about God, but they don't give him thanks for it, they don't meditate on those things, it says that your foolish heart is becomes darkened, and you don't retain the knowledge of God. So even the things that you've learned before, they may simply not be effectual in your mind. Sometimes your emotions can be awry just because you're forgetting something that you already know, actually. And giving thanks to God is actually how you retain that knowledge. It's one of those ways where you retain that knowledge. So meditate on the Lord. Thank him for those things that he's done. But that's why we were doing that tonight. It's good to take time to thank God. And again, it's for our benefit. It's an awesome thing. It really is for our benefit. God is always seeking our benefit. And when you know that about God, when you kind of get to know his character through seeing the cross, you know that he's always seeking your benefit. He's self-sacrificial for your benefit. You can tell that from the cross. And when you know that about his character, and then he asks you to thank him for it, you know, okay, there's probably something more to this, why he's asking me to thank him, because it's not just because he wants a compliment. And then you find out things like this. Again, like I would recommend the prayer series. It's actually called The Purpose of Prayer. But you find things out like that, and you're like, oh, yeah. That goes right in line with what I knew of you from the cross. But you start with the cross, right? You start with understanding his nature from the cross, and then you work out from there, right? And then when things don't make sense, you go back to the cross, and you say, okay, does this make sense with the cross? Does it make sense with him, what I see there? It's a good gauge, right? God wants to be known by what we saw in Jesus 2,000 years ago. God wants to be known by that, because that is the purest example of who God is. The only example of who God is what we see that Jesus did for us. And what do you see in Jesus? He gave up all the wealth of his house, Song of Solomon says, to give you all of that wealth. Everything. We talk about a lot of stuff, but that's very, very important. That's why it's important to thank God.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.